the CBS Broadcast Center on LA's Miracle Mile. The Dow up 423 points here at the closing bell at 11,143, erasing most of yesterday's 520-point drop. NASDAQ up 111 at 2492, and the S&P 500 up 52 points at 1173. The yield in the 10-year note at 2.33%. Stocks moving higher today as investors cheered the earnings news from Cisco, a bellwether in the tech space. Cisco stock of more than $2 here at the close of 219 at 1592. We also got some better than expected readings on jobless claims over the past week. The number of people in unemployment lines fell for the first time below 400,000 last week. Taking a look at what's happening with the precious metals today, we saw a big move in gold on the downside, down nearly $33 at $1,751.50 an ounce. Silver down 66 cents at $38.67, and platinum up nearly $21 at $1,792.40 an ounce. Bringing out some of the big guns in the world of financial and market analysis here, Ed Wedbush now, president of Wedbush Securities. First of all, Ed, give us your view of this tremendously volatile week we've seen.
Well, it's a continuation of the volatility that we've seen for the last several months, and it's accelerated, and it's not surprising to me. So, again, we should be expecting some things on the downside again and not be too surprised about that as well. We've got a lot of, I would call, quasi-panicky buying and selling, but more important than that, we've got a lot of algorithmic computer-initiated transaction, which perpetuates this volatility, in my opinion.
Give us your view on where you should be putting money now or taking it off the table.
Well, I was attracted to the oil stocks here starting today when I saw that the price of oil had been down and was starting to rebound. And so I would look at the big oil stocks like Chevron and so on. The oil stocks are very low priced in terms of P.E. ratios, and they've got good dividend yields, so they look pretty attractive. On a speculative basis, I'm still following the home building stocks, which are selling at rock bottom prices, in my opinion. And with the low financing projected over the next several years, people can get the 30-year loans for 4.5% or lower. And I would think that that's going to be an attraction for our building and also for buying quality houses. So I'm in favor of that group as well. I still continue to like the technology, and Cisco's was a very good example of that today as well.
What's your view of the banking stocks, which have been extremely volatile this week?
That this is a very important sector to follow. It's very difficult for us to analyze what we have and don't have in the bank stock value on their balance sheets. The bank stocks are still bothered with the first mortgages, the securitized mortgages, and now Bank of America is an example of that, where they talked about another $10 billion write-off or as a result of a lawsuit. We had the rumors about the banks in France today, and the bank stocks in France finally rallied a little bit, so we got some very positive feedback from Société Générale and BNP Paribas and also Crédit Agricole. Those stocks are up, but the concern there is that these banks own a lot of the government debt from around the world, and if that debt has to be marked down 50%, then you've got some real questions about the adequacy of the equity of the bank stocks. But as a speculation, I would like Citigroup and Bank of America and so on.
What about the price of gold, which came off its record high today?
I've been not been a fan of the gold stocks, and I would think it's now in the very speculative category, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some major ups and downs in the gold stock, gold prices going forward.
What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, if we had gold, the same process that we've had the last week, we would be down 500, but I'm not going to project that at all. Each day that we see these kinds of rallies, we expect it to transport into the next day, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed, and I think it's a good chance that we'll see some rally tomorrow.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles, said, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.